Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for joining us. Still pretty hazy here. I mean, the sun is definitely out, but it's sort of a grayish sky. How's it looking downtown? Jesus,
it's yeah, it's hazy.
Yeah, and but Vinny, Bryn, you guys, blue skies.
I have blue skies, but I'm looking at a corner of the. I haven't gone out back out front since early this morning, so there may be haze that I don't see from here.
Yeah, I don't see any. Well, I guess it's sort of bluish. Well, whatever. It's a day, you know, like all the other days. Week 14, day one. We are in this thing. As things loosen up, people catch things. And have to get stuff stuck up their nose, which they're super excited about. Thank you. I'll console myself with a chocolate shake and a double-double.
That's pretty good.
Maybe. We'll see, right?
Yeah. Our text number is 800-400-3697. That's where you can check us out. I should start with this one, though, real quick, because, and I have to jump ahead to it. Where did that come through? Dang it. Anyway, someone wrote in and said, yay, a big breaking news. And I looked it up, and that's right. The U.S. Supreme Court rules employers cannot discriminate against LGBTQ plus workers.
Oh, thank
so
goodness.
I guess they'd been looking at this case. The Supreme Court ruled that a landmark 64 civil rights law protects gay and transgender workers from discrimination in a historic victory. So that was a 6-3 verdict, and it's really good news. They're calling it the biggest win since the court upheld marriage equality in 2015. So congratulations.
Happy Pride Month, everybody. Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah, you can't, this is just another person. It's just...
408 writes, hi, Sarah, Vinny,
hi.
Nicole, Bryn. I didn't get Friday's podcast of your show. Is it going to be available for download?
Nicole, yeah, you on that?
Yeah.
It's sorry, I'm lagging behind on that.
Yeah, we did not do a show on Friday. Thanks for listening to the podcast. It's there wasn't one on Friday.
Right. 510 says, I live back east. Back in the day, Boston's always been called the South of the North. I never heard that one, but
I didn't either, frankly.
And I should repeat that although I was telling a story, it's all stuff I've read or heard in the news. I've never been to Boston. I've never experienced that. And I guess I wouldn't, since I'm not black, I would be probably treated
probably
well.
Have a lovely time.
Mm-hmm. Someone is saying the test, 707 says this, it's super easy. Drive-through testing behind Lagoon by Civic Center in San Rafael. Do you know where that is?
Yeah, I'll figure it out. I'll get one. I'm going to try and get one today. I really feel like I need to get one immediately because John had something we all swore was COVID and had a lot of the same symptoms I'm having right now. And he went and got tested and there was nothing.
Yeah. So,
and it took weeks to get the answer.
Well done, Isla, says 408. Love when she takes over for Vinny.
Me too. It's really cute.
408 in quotes. I got some jokes. LOL. I'm cracking up. Yeah, I'm gonna talk to her about her jokes. That was
don't.
I didn't see that coming. Well, what is that? I got a joke. You climb a tree, and then I'm in a tree. That's not a joke.
Yeah.
Get me down from this tree.
Explain to her about what jokes are. Maybe get her a little joke book, Vinny, that she can read and practice, you know?
All right.
You know what? We could post that up.
You don't need to.
That way you can show it to her and she can watch herself and, you know.
You know, kids love themselves. They don't see the mistakes they're making. They're like, oh, look at me. I crushed it.
Yeah. Sarah seemed to like it, so I guess it was fine.
Hey, Alice fam, please wish my daughter, Michaela, a happy 18th birthday. It's been an interesting week for her. She graduated last week from high school with a drive-through graduation. Not exactly what we envisioned, but she did it. She's so very proud of her. Happy birthday, Michaela.
Happy 18th, Michaela.
You know, a lot of people, my buddy showed me pictures. They did a very careful graduation, and then the kids all got together and hung out without masks. And it was completely pointless to have done, you know,
right,
whatever
version. Might as well
version,
have just done it.
Right. Whatever safe version of that graduation went down. The next thing you see is everybody posing for pictures with no masks and their arms all around each other. And I guess how can you blame them?
You can't. And the longer you're in a situation, the less concerned you seem to be. Mm-hmm. Like, you just, like, oh, look, we're all still alive. Let's just sling our arms around each other, and it'll be like the old days.
Vinny, don't get your hopes up about 2021, because the winter of 2020 and the resurgence of COVID-19 will overlap into the spring. Still no vaccine. Don't tell
shut
us
up.
That.
Oh, my God, shut
we're,
up.
We
shut
are
up.
Quarantining this sickness to 2020.
Yeah.
Doesn't get to come with us into 2021.
Mm-mm, not welcome.
Grab a seat. Stay where you are. And I don't mean you, I mean the sickness.
Yeah. I'm with you. What he said.
Right.
Yeah, I've had enough of this. I know I'm not alone.
My ex-husband had an affair. We were still having sex, as I didn't know about her. She was married, too. It's not always about who is having sex. Kelly divorced. They've been quarantined in Montana in a single room cabin with two small kids, says 510. Okay,
what?
Well,
that's why. Maybe they'll get past this and then they'll be like, oh, you know, that was just, I was so mad.
Kelly Clarkson divorced. They quarantined in Montana to try and work on their relationship. So they did it on purpose, which is was already
was
having
dumb.
Issues, but it came to a head.
Did. Oh, boy. That sounds like a party. Hey, we're in a one-room cabin in Montana. You're awful. I'm going to go camp out back. I'm going to go. I'm going to sleep in a cave. Any place to not be with you.
Reba's already divorced the dad, so she's no longer part of their family.
Oh, great. They can have a divorce party together.
All right.
That'll be fun. Oh, boy.
One of the best mantras is from Winnie the Pooh. You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. This got me through my divorce, which took 3 years. Now the pandemic. Thank you for being there for us every day. Be safe. 3 year divorce. That's brutal.
Dang. I wonder if it was just like a big negotiation.
I hope you got everything you wanted.
Amen, Vinny. Let's stop with the statues in public places. Haven't we learned our lessons? Yeah, it seems to me like if you're not going to be able to get a consensus and you're going to shove some statue, you know, up some part of the community's, you know what?
Yeah.
What's the right? What's the point? Let's just skip it.
People that you could put up there. And the first person that popped into my mind was Bill Cosby. I was like, nope.
There's just
no.
No,
right, Tiger Woods, nope.
What is the point if honestly, even in a situation where it's someone you like, where are people visiting the statue?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, honestly, aren't statues just for, you know,
birds to hang out on top of?
Yeah, I guess, right? They just look nice in a plaza, in a square. I don't know. Statues, they're a thing. I guess because there are people who can do it, you know, like, I can make a statue. Build me a plinth or whatever those things are called, and I'll stick my statue up on there.
Oh, Bryn, can you look up plinth, please?
I don't know if that's a word or not.
What the hell did you just say?
Pedestal, a pedestal. I think, I don't know.
Yeah, let's look up plinth because that's the first one that flew out of her mouth.
I know, right? Hold on.
Oh, God, I hope it's something.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's actually a pedestal.
Uh-huh.
Of course it is.
It's used to support a statue or a vase. You nailed it.
Yes, for the win. I was so scared. Oh, I'm so happy right now. I can't breathe.
That is a win.
I have a hard time breathing.
Oh, no.
Wait, does Sarah actually have COVID? Like she tested positive or is she just sick but thinks it's COVID?
I'm just sick. I don't even think it's COVID. I don't even want to get tested. What's the point? Yeah, I'm going to get tested today. I don't know what it is. All I know is I'm coughing my GD head off and I can't sleep and I can't take a deep breath. But my fever's gone. At least it was yesterday.
Medical bills don't get carried over if the person who died isn't a billionaire. To get lawyers to go after a family often is more expensive than the actual cost of the left medical bills. This happened to my grandmother who passed last year. That to me seems brutal. The guy's dead. Like, come on. What do you mean you want to collect? He's dead. Right. Sorry. Let me give you the location. I'll drop a pin on a text on a map and text it to you where he's at. Go talk to him.
Yeah, go yell at him about it. Was that in downtown? That ambulance sound?
No, I thought it was one of you guys.
I didn't even hear it.
Oh, you didn't? Oh boy, it was loud.
It's trash day. Maybe it's the trash truck backing up.
Yeah, I mean, sure, they might have an ambulance sounding.
Yeah. Oh, was it really that
intense?
Yeah,
it sounded like that.
Okay.
No, I didn't hear it.
Well, couldn't have been at Vinny's house then. It was me or Bryn.
My mic was off.
No.
Okay, it was me. I think we've just effectively narrowed it down. Sounds like someone is in some trouble here. I better go. I better go help them.
More people are asking where the Friday podcasts were. We took that day off, and I know that we didn't do a very good job explaining what happened, but I woke up to your text. I was sound asleep when you texted that you were taking the day.
Well, of course
and
you were.
And no one's mad about it. If you're sick, you're sick. And certainly during a pandemic, it seems like, you know, super forgivable.
It does feel really weird. I mean, I'm telling you something. Calling in sick from your house where you were going to be working from, like you're already there. Like, what do you mean you're calling in sick? Crawl and get in the chair, you know. But I was like, I have to sleep. I have to knock myself out and sleep.
408 is saying, I bet Professor Killjoy is pissed.
Oh,
is
he is.
Pissed?
He's really mad. Yep.
Oh, really?
He's not pleased with me. I'm his worst student.
Here
I'm failing his class. He's mad. I mean, he's not, you know, he's not like really talking to me at all. So I can tell he's mad. Yeah, he's not psyched. Well, it's a bummer because frankly, we're now back in lockdown as hardcore as we ever were. And no one's going anywhere for at least the next 2 weeks. You know, we thought we were kind of coming out of it.
Will Scott have breakfast with you, though?
Scott will not have breakfast with me. I will not. Scott, I believe is going to do the Johnny Mosley podcast, but we've already wired everything. So no one's touching anything out there and they're outside the house and we're inside the house. It is quite the little setup we've got over here for the isolation stuff.
When I need to wallow, says 510, I put on Barbara's You Don't Bring Me Flowers and the soundtrack to Yentl.
Oh.
This is how they pull tears from their face?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You don't bring me flowers anymore. Isn't that with Neil Diamond? That's a good one.
You got to be kidding
me.
It
is, yeah.
Yeah. I love that song.
You do
I would
not.
Never. I
you
do.
You couldn't wait to love me. You used to hate to leave me.
Here we go.
I'm with you, Bryn. Pull the trigger already.
Don't do it. Do not shoot Barbara. She's a gift to the world. Stop. Oh, you killed Barbara. That's not funny. Why do you think that's funny?
I hit the wrong button. That wasn't supposed to happen.
Sarah doesn't have the Rona. It lasts way longer than that for sick patients. We tested for flu. If that was negative, then we did the COVID test. Studies show not many people have had it. 5% of Santa Clara County.
Yeah, like nobody has. That's why I think it's, I feel like it's got to be something else. Like maybe it is just allergies. But I'm telling you, I was feverish and delirious on Friday and Saturday. And I was sick all last week. I mean, I wasn't, I didn't get a good night's sleep the whole week.
It was I don't know. You're the best sleeper I know. So for you to say you're not sleeping is weird.
I know. Well, I would fall asleep, and as soon as I would fall asleep, I'd start coughing. So it was just so frustrating. You know that feeling. I know I don't have to tell you.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Vinny, for saying something on Friday. I was still worried, but at least we knew something. Yeah, you know what? I apologize about that, too, by the way. We probably should have at least come on and said we're not going to come on or done something better than... It really didn't occur to me. This working from home thing is a different mindset almost. Yeah. It's so weird. Like I went, okay, well, we're not on. I'm going to grab my board and leave. And then I was already out the door and realized we didn't say a damn thing.
Yeah.
What is wrong with me? Like,
you know, we know for next time. It's, you know, that's what we would do. Because people were like, when I woke up at like, I don't know, 2 p.m. that day, I saw like, oh, people are concerned. It was nice. And then I saw your thing and I was like, I'll just repost that and then people will know I'm all right.
I'll do a better job next time. And actually, as a show, we'll do a better job next time. It's not that hard. It just didn't occur to me. And then when it did, I'm like, let me pull over. Hey, everyone. I'm so stupid. I finished it and I posted it and I think it double posted. Like, I don't know. I'm not really good at that to begin with. So I was absolutely like,
you're fine.
I give up. I think there's two posts, but I'm just going to.
I got to go surf.
I'm trying to do something over here.
Was there anyway, any good surf? Did I
had some fun. Yeah. And it was nice to get out. There was no wind. It was one of those rare times where I was able to find a little spot of beach to myself. So, yes, I made the best
good.
Of a bad situation. Anyway, that's your text. We'll be back to say goodbye right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Monday. Go out there, take this week on, give it a good shake, throw it down. You know, you got this week. I know,
what am
actually.
I doing to this week?
I take it all back and don't be violent. Let's not be violent. Let's just, you know, tell Monday, nice to see you.
All right.
Let's do this together, Monday. How about this? That's actually a nicer message, isn't
it? Well, it sounded like I was about to give it to the week hard, so I wasn't really bummed about it, but you know, you went the beating.
Let's go gentle. Let's back that. I'm going to back that. I'm walking that back just a little bit. And look, it's another week, and there's...
Just another manic Monday.
Look, we face a lot of challenges, and let's just face them together.
I hope your test goes smooth and easy and that you don't find yourself feeling compromised. I felt really compromised out at the stores this weekend. Like, holy crap, this place, it's too much. I'm not doing weekend shopping. I hope that it's well organized and that on the other side of the test, you feel like, okay, that went all right. Not like, well, if I didn't have it, I got it now.
I'm really scared. I'm scared about the whole jamming the thing up into my brain.
Oh, you'll be okay.
Really?
Just sit there and take it.
God, that sounds awful.
Well, what are you going to
do? Sit there and take it.
You're going to be a baby about it?
Yes, I'm a total baby all the time about everything.
Go in there and say, just, you know, test me already. I want to be done with this. All right. And I'm very excited to hear the story tomorrow morning at 5 something.
Sure. All right. Fine.
All right.
I'll catch you then. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.